This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Sobey's Meats at 3450 Remembrance Road Northwest on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. It's a beautiful day out there. Bluebird skies. It was a balmy negative deuce when I picked up Barbecue Bob this morning. We brought the smoker over here. The good ones out there fired up. We got the tech fired up. They got meat on the grill. You got to get over here and check this out. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, everybody out there in grilling world. And on the interweb, we've got folks listening literally all around the world. Hopefully there's some troops on the other side of the planet who are protecting us and keeping us safe, tuning us in. We're finding out more and more people are streaming the show. I actually was in Montana all week, and we've got a little bit of Montana flavor coming at you in a little bit. We've got some cool things we discovered out there, but I had the pleasure. I kept running into the same young lady in the airport as we're trying to get on the plane. She's about one of my daughter's age, very attractive, about 5'11", and just a sweet kid. And I come to find out when I get my seat, there she is sitting right there, too. So we kind of laughed, and I talked to her the way back. And this girl is actually training to be in the national fitness competition. She was going down to Florida to work with her coach for the week. And her name is Ruthie Harrison. Her dad is Mike Harrison. He's streaming us right now from Whitehall, Montana. Want to give a shout out to this guy because you raised an incredible child, and she's going to be on ESPN here in a couple weeks. So
well,
very cool.
Did you get a chance to meet him, or are you just stalking
his
daughter,
wanted to
Bob?
Give
What's
him,
going on
I
here?
Wanted to give him a congratulations over the internet because raised one heck of a child.
Yeah, well, you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL, and we are out at Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Road. And, Bob, they've got a cut of meat here in the case that's called a flat iron steak. And a lot of people don't know what that is. And I know that you use this a lot when you're cooking for family and friends. So I want to break it down a little bit because, before we do that, we've got fresh salmon off the tech.
It doesn't take long to distract you, does it?
Oh,
put a little food
man.
In front of the job. It's like, we want to talk about flat iron. Oh, salmon,
yes. So anyway, back to flat iron. But let's talk a little bit about this flat iron steak, what it is, why it's different here at Sobey's, and how you cook it. Why don't you break that down for us?
Well, most places where you get a flat iron, they're going to give you a pretty big piece of meat. And the first time I ever bought a flat iron, and I was instructed by a butcher, he explained to me where it came from, yada yada, how to cook it. And what I had to do when I took a standard flat iron that a lot of people sell, they sell the whole flat iron, and it's actually two pieces of meat with a big section of collagen in the middle. And that collagen it's kind of blubbery connective tissue, not real attractive, but these guys will instruct you to score the meat with some little or serrate it, you know, put some slices, some diamond slices in it, because that piece of meat's going to swell up so much when you grill it. I mean, it starts off about an inch thick, Jop, and when you get done grilling it, it's like 3 inches. It just puffs up like a puffer fish.
And that's because of that collagen in there?
It is. And what Sobey does here, what Timmy Boy does, is he cuts both of those flat iron fillets out of there and uses the collagen for probably dog food or something like that. I don't know. But his flat irons are phenomenal here. I think they're on sale for $6.99 today, and I'm going to grab a bunch and take them over to have some fun tonight. But these things, if you've never had a true flat iron, you need to come up and buy one of these because there's not a whole bunch of them in the case. First come, first serve on those babies today.
Yeah, so when you're going to put that on the grill, are you cooking that on a hot grill? Are you cooking it on a medium grill? How are you putting that down?
Well, it's a typical lean steak, so I'm going to go hot. Of course, I'm going to put it on my tech because I'm spoiled. But if you got a grill that'll get hot at all this time of year, get it as hot as you can. Close your lid, fire that up for 20 minutes or whatever it takes. Now, what I do to this is I'll put a little bit of oil on it. I like EVOs. And I'm going to take some Texas 2 guns, and I'm going to throw that on there. Tim's got it on sale here. It's one of his rubs. It's really good. Or Texas T-bone, I'm sorry. And I'm going to sprinkle that with that. I'm not going to put any salt or pepper or anything. I'm just going to put some of that Texas T-bone on it. And I'm going to probably give it about 5 to 8 minutes on each side, depending on how hot your grill gets. And I'm going to bring it up to about 145. I want to keep that thing medium rare inside and park it for a minute or two. And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Amazing. It's got a beefy flavor to it. And I know that sounds weird, but it's just got a beefy flavor like flank steak. You know, there's something to that piece. It's a shoulder muscle. And it just really imparts the flavor heavy, whereas, you know, like a tenderloin, it's kind of a neutral flavor.
Right, right. And if you want to check out one of these tech grills that we talk about every week, Sobeys is a dealer of these tech grills, but as well as we've got them out front fired up. And that salmon that they just brought me, we'll get the recipe and break that down for you. But we're giving away samples of that as well. If you are a salmon lover, they've got wild-caught sockeye salmon from Alaska for $6.99 a pound. That's about half of what it normally costs at any other store. They've got a meat sale going on here today at Sobeys. Again, we're 3450 Remembrance Road on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. You'll see the grill and rig out front. We've got that Good One smoker fired up. We're going to be throwing down a bunch of homemade kielbasas that they make here as well. You got to come out and check that out because we're going to cook those on the tech. And you will not believe we've done this all over town when we bring the tech out and we cook these kielbasas. And the west side of Grand Rapids loves their kielbasa. Really, all of Grand Rapids does.
Yeah, but you're on the best side now.
That's right. And I tell you what, watching that tech work on those kielbasas versus putting it on your regular gas grill, and I'm not knocking that because a lot of our listeners have those in their backyard, but come out and see the difference of the tech because it's legitimate, it's real. I'm not blowing smoke or making it at this point. It really, really keeps those kielbasas moist. They're done through. They're done quicker. It's just an amazing piece of equipment.
And we're actually smoking the kielbasa today out there.
Are we too?
Yeah, we're smoking the kielbasa, and we're going to be grilling the steak. But then we got our good one chuck wagon fired up out there, and the smoke's rolling down across the street, and I hope we don't cause any accidents.
Yeah, he's got local farm-raised, grass-fed T-bone steaks and porterhouse steaks here. T-bones are $7.69 a pound. This is not your big-box grocery store meat. This is local farm-raised, grass-fed beef. He cuts it right here. He trims it right here. This is beautiful stuff. I'm kind of in my own little heaven here because, boy, there's some fantastic stuff that's going to leave this place in the back of the grilling rig tonight, and we're going to have some throwdown tomorrow.
Well, that's because you're a hardcore carnivore.
That's right. And I, you know what? And I can grill any weather. It looks like, I don't have a thermometer here, but it looks like it's about 8-10 degrees out there. So stick with us. Hey, coming up next, we're going to break down some of the recipes for you for a romantic Valentine's grilling event. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Like anything was possible, hit cruise control. Unstoppable. It was always cold.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.